This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleagues from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Bill Raggio, my co-host, and John Hardy, our eyes on Ukraine conflict. John, I want to be very specific about what was mentioned in the 28-point plan that I have reason to believe is not going to be addressed in the 19-point. It's going to be left to the heads of government of the NATO forces along with Kyiv. We're talking about the Donbass. That doesn't include Crimea. Crimea is implicitly to be transferred to Russia. Luhansk and Donetsk are the two provinces that are mentioned most often. But there's Zaporizhia province and there's Kherson province. Ukraine occupies pieces or has front lines and pieces of them. And for some time now, the maximalist demand out of Moscow, if I say it correctly, has been we get all four provinces, even though we've not conquered all four. What is the Ukrainian part of those provinces where the front lines are? What is the Russian part of those provinces where the front line is? Can you be specific, John?
Right. So the most recent Russian position has been, okay, we'll freeze in the south, meaning Kherson and Zaporizhia, where the Russians control maybe 70-75% or so of those regions. And then the Ukrainians would have to withdraw from the remainder of the Donbass, which means Donetsk and Luhansk. Russia controls basically all of Luhansk, like 99%, and then maybe around three quarters or so of Donetsk. All told, probably 85% of the Donbass. So in the Witkoff plan, the remainder of Donetsk Oblast would be demilitarized, meaning the Russians could not station troops there. In the past, the Ukrainians have just adamantly refused any sort of withdrawal from Donetsk Oblast. And, you know, I think for pretty good reason. The Russians have really pretty little chance of taking the rest of it by force. It's, you know, fairly heavily fortified territory that would, I think, be difficult, given the current state of Russian force quality, for them to take, you know, within a realistic timeline. It'd probably take, you know, a year or two, if not more, given if current trends hold. And I think the Ukrainians worry that, you know, giving up that fortified territory would, you know, only make it easier for the Russians to, you know, launch a future invasion. Although it's also worth saying that if the Russians did kind of rearm, regenerate forces and then attack again in a few years, I doubt they would try to push through that so-called fortified belt. They would probably try to go around it. Either way, I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense for Ukraine to give it up for nothing. And that's certainly their view. So, you know, I think my view is kind of irrelevant because, you know, they've made pretty clear they're not going to do it. It would certainly be a very unpopular thing within Ukraine. In general, there's been recent polling about kind of a peace plan that looks a lot like Witkoff's, and it's underwater by probably, like, you know, 70 or so points inside Ukraine. Maybe three-fourths or so of Ukrainian people would be opposed to something like that, whereas a similar number would be willing to accept, you know, something like a freeze in place across the entire front line, you know, along with some sort of security guarantee from Western countries.
Does Ukraine hold any Russian territory?
Perhaps like a teeny little bit of in certain parts of Kursk Oblast, but they've basically been ejected from that. And frankly, I'm not sure they even hold anything left there. You know, it might be like, you know, a square kilometer here or there, but not anything significant.
Bill, it sounds to me, John's careful reporting, there's not a lot of bargaining room here. if the Ukrainians are dug in positions that are good defensive positions, you would never give that up because you don't know the future.
Yeah, I think that's the Ukrainian position. I question that. I'm seeing the Russians, particularly in Zaporizhia in the south, the Russians are making some advances there. You know, my concern is that the Ukrainians may not want to negotiate territory, but if the Russians take it and weaken the Ukrainian military at the same time, there's always the danger of a front collapsing or more fronts collapsing.
John Hardy is the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Eyes on the Ukrainian Conflict. He thinks he's been busy in the past. Wait till the next coming weeks. Good heavens. We thank him very much. Bill Raggio of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, my colleague and co-host. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.